Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
What's poppin', congregation? It's your girl, Scam Goddess, a.k.a. Lacey Mosley, back with another installment of Scam Goddess. And guys, I'm what? Yes, excited and very much so. I know, I'll be like, very, like, the words lost meaning. I understand. But as you know, this is a podcast dedicated to fraud, scams, and all those who practice it. And today I have some friends on. Like, these are the homies. They're hosts. They're super talented. One of them I met when I first moved to LA, like 6 years ago, hustling, waiting tables, scamming as much as we could in the restaurant industry. Guys, we have Emil and his junior. I want to say your full name, Emil, but both of these two guys, not only are they my friends, but they are en fiance. I don't know if I said that correct. And they do their en fiance. They are engaged. They have their own podcast called Confess Your Mess, which is visual. And also you can listen to it wherever you get your podcast, which is very nice that you can see them because they are both very fine. Guys, I have Emil. We have AJ, who you might know from his book, Flipping the Script. Okay, he went on a whole book tour. It's on Amazon. He does Wendy Williams, and he's the co-host of Confess Your Mess. They both be doing Wendy Williams. This is a long credit intro. Wow. Okay, let's get into it.
Listen, hype us up, sis. Hype us up.
Keep going.
Listen, AJ was at the Emmys hosting. Okay. You know what I mean? These are legit hosts. I'm so excited to have them. But guys, we have AJ and Amir. What's up, y'all?
We're so excited to be here. It's just so wild. It's so wild to see the things you're doing right now and to know, like, I remember back in the day, that restaurant you worked at, I remember when you guys were doing that, like, run-through. You were, like, practicing being servers. And we got to come in, and you were like waited on us that night, and you were so sweet and so wonderful, and you're in your little denim little skirt outfit.
Lord, denim skirt.
I was booties be popping out. It was a denim out. It was a denim dress, y'all. Y'all are forgetting how wild that shit was. And every time I watched that bitch, it got smaller and smaller until eventually one of our owners, actually, when I was waiting on their table, because I would always have to wait on them, which I was like, why? This is not an honor. I don't want to do
this. You were one of the greats. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
I was a liar, bro. If I forgot to bring something up, I would be like, I would walk up to the table and be like, oh my God, I know y'all missing something. What is it? And then they'd be like, oh, it's the little corn. I was like, see, that's what I thought. Let me go to the kitchen because I got to cuss them out.
Blame it on the kitchen, acting like it's them that messed up.
And then I go into the kitchen, I'd be like, por favor, can we
wait, but the best part is you would go back to the table and be like, listen, I went in there, I talked to them, everything's covered. I'll talk to my manager, see what I can do about getting this off your check. I'm so sorry, they messed up.
Yeah, and then you go to the kitchen, you're like, oh my God, this table, they're so impossible. I'm so sorry, they forgot to order something. They just now told me about it.
Right.
Scamming everybody.
Listen. Listen, I was a corporate trainer for the Cheesecake Factory, honey. I used to work at the Cheesecake Factory. I get the game.
Oh, wow. That's a long ass. That menu's longer than the Bible. When you open the Cheesecake Factory menu, it'd be like the Book of Salad. You were like, okay.
So true.
When am I going to get to the meats? And be like,
Oh, Lord.
You better believe we got tested on every single ingredient in that menu for food allergies, peanut allergies, all of it. It's a wild menu.
Wow. I don't think they doing all that post pandemic. I feel like now they just like, do you want to, can you please work here? Like, yeah.
You get what you get.
Right.
Right. So, but yeah, that's where we started out. And those outfits were so tight that one of the owners at one point was like, leaned over to me in my ear and was like, okay, so we're going to get you a new uniform. Because I was blessing out that bitch.
Because they were custom uniforms. Our shirts and the dresses were custom. Like, they got them made somewhere. You couldn't just go get it somewhere.
I remember his shirt was so stank because it was like this denim that was like an inch thick. It was the thickest shirt on earth.
It was thick as hell.
And I would try to iron it for him, and it was like cardboard. It was like wood. And it was like a piece of plywood that he had some snaps on the front and a collar. And I would try to iron that shit for him because I was like trying to be like a good, like a supportive man.
Oh,
and
right.
And it would, like, as you iron it, I would be smelling all the sushi coming out.
Now, why you got to come over here?
Listen, anybody who's worked at a restaurant knows.
You like that.
No. He had that brother funk that just would not go away.
If you've worked at a restaurant, you know the scam. You spray a little Febreze on it, you iron it, you don't wash it every time. Because you become, after you leave the restaurant, you go have some drinks with your coworkers, you come home and you got to work a shift the next day, and that shirt is not clean. So I'd be trying to spray it and iron it every time, get it ready for him, and it was just nasty. It was nasty.
I just started stealing them after a while. I knew where they were, the bag.
Exactly. Once you figured it out.
My bag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, they weren't playing with me. But guys, what other than the scams that obviously we all ran together at this now defunct restaurant, RIP.
Didn't survive the pandemic, did it?
Listen.
But guys, what are your relationships? Have you guys ever been scammed? And, like, this is an individual question. So, like, mm-hmm. Emil, AJ, whoever wants to go first. But have you ever been scammed? Do you like scams? Do you hate them? Like, it could be anything.
I'm going to start because I get, like, I'm real nervous. Here's the thing about me. Like, low-key, like, I think I'm a bad boy, but, like, the littlest thing in the world makes me nervous. Like, if, for instance, a light is turning red and it's a crosswalk and there's not a car in sight, I'd be standing on the curb forever just waiting. I'm like, I don't want to get in trouble. I'm going to get in trouble. I don't want to break a rule. So I'm not going to do it, right? So, like, I'm always, like, very aware of scams. I try to read people's energy real quick, and I'm like, you ain't going to pull a fast one on me. Like, I'm pretty good at reading, like, character. However,
I was about to say, I want to hear.
I dated some trash men before Emil, and one of the last ones I dated, I got scammed into this date. We saw each other. We met each other. We went out, and our first date started on a Thursday night, and that date lasted till about Monday morning. And I was like, damn, we were getting it in all weekend long. I thought it was like, this is the man of my dreams. This is the one.
This is the man of my dreams. How is that A plus B equals C? Like, right.
Here's the thing. I thought this man had some money. Look, he was handsome, attractive. I thought he was a professional. He drove a BMW.
Okay. I have lots of thoughts, by the way.
He had real nice furniture. And I was like, oh, yeah, this is the one. He's an adult. And I need, I'm,
AJ,
I want to be an
adult.
He
was in his apartment knocking on wood. He was like, that ain't corkboard. That ain't IKEA. That's not the Uskentoxkin. This is some real. Where you go, Z-Gallery?
Like, yeah, low key, like, his couch wasn't.
You ain't make this with an Allen wrench? No,
his couch wasn't eco leather. It was actual leather. It was real. You know, people be making up eco leather. That's a scam, by the way.
That's
eco leather makes you feel better about buying some cheap crap, is what it is.
Right. But, it's plastic, so, but no, this is saving the turtles. That's why
I remember
it's plastic.
I was like, he took me to a farmer's market that Sunday. I was like, oh, he's fancy. He got money. He's buying vegetables, fruits, and vegetables at a farmer's market, not Ralph's. So I was like, I was all in. I call my mom after a weekend of great sex and farmer's market, and I say on Monday, Mom, I found the man of my dreams. I'm going to marry this man. Well, we dated for about 3 months. It blew up real bad. It was terrible. However, as I was dating him, I was realizing I was getting scammed because one night, low-key, he lived at this real nice like a complex over on Sunset Boulevard. And these lofts were nice, right? He had money, I thought. And somebody's knocking on.
He had money, I thought.
Somebody like maintenance knocked on the door one time and we had to act like nobody was there and we had to stay quiet and not let him in. And I was like, that's kind of weird. Why doesn't he want maintenance in his home?
Wait, so pause, AJ.
Mm-hmm.
What were y'all like? Was it like y'all was chilling or making eggs or something and then it was like a.
Just watch the movie. Watch the movie. Hurry up.
Turn the movie out. Hit pause.
Hit mute. Stay real quiet. Turn the lights out. Just chill, right? So we didn't answer, and I was like, that's kind of odd. Like, this is a little bit weird, but I kind of wrote it off because he had real leather. So I was like, okay, all right, he's legit human.
Yeah, real leather night, and real D. Okay. So you was we got to hide every now and then. That's fine.
Oh, here
fine.
You go. This where AJ lets you know he ain't concerned about the D. All he care about is the ass. Go ahead, AJ.
Okay, I was into a couple things back then. I'm into all the things. I don't discriminate. Okay. So
okay,
yeah, I'm into the ass, but I'm into some D sometimes too. So So then one night, randomly, he and his roommate, which should have been a red flag because he still had a roommate. I'm like, he's not as grown as he thinks he is because he's got a roommate paying for half the rent. Well, trying not to be judgmental, we go and he's like, hey, we're going to go down to the storage room at my condominium, like complex. And we go in there and Loki's like, okay, grab the end of that couch. I'm like, what? He's like, grab that.
What?
He'd be stealing furniture. So this is like a high-end place. And they would rotate their furniture every so often. Their artwork, their furniture, their tables, their end tables, like fancy, fancy stuff, right?
How did he know when the drop was happening?
He would keep an eye on it. They would put that shit in storage and he would steal it. And his whole ass apartment was furnished from leftover stuff that this fancy ass complex stopped using. That's why he didn't want the maintenance to come in, because his couch, his artwork, his kitchen table, it was all like mid-century modern and sexy, and none of it belonged to him. He stole that shit.
You sound like you're still angry about
me.
It.
He scammed me all summer long, and that started to eat away at me. And by the time I really realized, I was like, this man is trash. I put his keys under his doormat one day and never went back.
You already had keys after 3 months?
Right. Listen, wow. I said, I love you. I'm going to marry this man.
This sounded very lesbian.
No, it was. Like, I had a U-Haul ready to go. I'm telling you, that first date was 4 nights long, and I said we were getting it in. We were. I was ready. I was ready to marry this man. And turns out...
Your fiance is, like, next to you.
No. Trash. That was before this one. So that set me up for this one, I think.
Okay. So the scam was... he wasn't squatting in the apartment. That's what I thought was happening when you said, turn the lights off.
It's interesting that you bring that up, because turns out he was a few months behind on rent as well.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
And he wasn't quite
squatting, but he was, like, sitting.
He was avoiding because he stole his furniture and didn't pay his rent. And also... It must have been a rough season in his life, because he's, and I still don't, like, low-key, still think this is the greatest scam job of all time. He was a consultant. I'm like, what the hell are you consulting on?
Bro.
And he was like, so consultants can get like tens of thousands of dollars to like sit with you for a couple hours and give you some ideas for your business, and they're making money. And it doesn't matter if it works out or not. They've got their check. They're gone. He was a consultant. He was the eternal scam.
Everybody in L.A., look, bro, everybody on a dating app in L.A., all the men, when I tell you, when I see consultant, I'm like, okay, you ain't got no job. Like, like, that's, what are you consulting? Like, especially because they'd be like consultant at consulting. What that right. mean?
Uh-huh.
Is, like, I feel like anybody could do that. I feel like when I get on the phone with my girlfriend and she's like, girl, I don't know if I should leave him. And then I give her advice. I'm like, is that consulting? I just consulted her and gave her advice.
Then you send her
advice.
An invoice for $8,000.
Start invoicing your friends. if your friend is talking about the same raggedy ass man, woman, you know, person for a long time, you got to just go ahead and hit them with an invoice on Venmo afterwards. Mm-hmm. It's like, you done broke up with Day-Day too many times for me to just solicit for free.
Day-Day, Lord.
I got Friday on the brain. But okay, so this man was stealing the I like his scam. I'm into it. Mm-hmm. I actually like this guy. Is he available?
He's trash. No, he's married now. He scammed some man into marrying him to get, I think to get U.S. citizenship. This man was a foreigner, and now he's married to him. I don't know what's going on. Listen, I see him every now and then.
That's why he was having you move in. He was like, great, I'm about to get a car popping. So this man and I. Can you see my furniture robbery? Our rent is not paid.
I can't. Not the full song. Wait a
Lyrics
minute.
At all. No, low-key, our birthdays are 1 day apart. He's a little bit older, but our birthdays are 1 day apart in July. And every year, up until about a year or two ago, and we dated a decade ago, until about a year or two ago, he would text me every year on my birthday. And I do not have this man's phone number. I have not reached out to him. I have not. After that day I left, I think I saw him one more time after my grandma died, and I was real sad, and he came over, we had some sex on my couch, and then I sent him home again. But besides that, I have not gone back.
Why we gotta keep bringing up the sex with this man, though?
Like, it was.
Mentioned it multiple times.
Listen,
great
man.
Sex. I told my mom about the great sex that I had with this man who scammed me.
I'm gonna tell you this.
We had sex for four nights, all day long.
Listen, boo, I'm gonna tell you this.
Hello, mother. I had great sex with a man. He has quality furniture. It's definitely from CD2.
Lacey, I want to point out, AJ sounds nothing like that. We keep doing this white voice every time.
What's going on? Well, I feel like I'm triggered. Ooh, no, but like low-key though, this man was a scammer. And he will call me every year and he'll be like, and for the first couple of years, I legit just didn't know who it was. Because you get a bunch of birthday messages, happy birthday. And my response is like, thank you so much. I'm sorry, who is this? And every year he would get so mad that I wouldn't know his number. His ego was so bruised. And then after a few years, I knew exactly who it was.
Well, didn't
and
you
I
see still, the previous
no,
text?
No, no, no. Oh. I would delete it. I delete bad things out of my phone because I don't want the energy.
Oh, you don't
there.
Want that energy? Yeah. It's toxic.
So then after a few years, I would low key be like, I don't know who this is. I'm so sorry. Who is this? And he would get, and I would just do it just to piss him off because I knew
really
it made
him
so mad. And then he stopped.
Wow. AJ, I see that this scam is still got a
right. He had every detail
tie.
To the scam because my scam right. is not that detailed.
Emil, what's yours?
Well, first of all, before I get into my scam really fast, I just want to point out that at the beginning of AJ's tirade just now, his scam
not
great sex
tirade.
Boyfriend, he said, I have a great discernment of character. I can tell so I don't get scammed.
No,
right?
I don't, apparently.
Ignore the boyfriend situation. I thought you were going to talk about the random email address that sent you something about your Facebook page, talking about he can make thousands of dollars a week
no,
on Loki, ads.
I fell for that
first,
one once.
I said, AJ, how are you going to make more money with these Facebook ads and the followers you have on your Facebook
Loki,
page?
You get, how many times you get that email from like Mariella at Mariella.com or something, and she'd be like, listen, we want to pay you $600 a week for paid ads on your Facebook. And I was like, damn, I clicked a link one time, like three, four years ago.
But you were starting to give this man or woman information. I was like, AJ, abort. Okay.
Because Loki, they use a real website email address.
I looked at it, I could tell it was a scam. Anyway, so that's AJ getting scammed. Here's the thing. Mine really isn't that long. Back when I used to work for this company, and I was an on-camera host, they took Crafty away after a while. I was there for a long time. And then all of a sudden, the budget, which by the way, that whole job was a scam within itself, because we found out one day, and this is going to explain what I'm going to say in a second, but one day we found out that the money that we thought was coming into the company was going to one of the CEOs or the owners, whatever. And then we found out, in addition to that, that the woman who was handling accounting was laundering funds away from the company off on the side. And because of this woman, the company went under and I got laid off from my job, found out 2 days after the election. But here's the thing. Crafty used to be amazing. When I first started the job, I'm talking about they had every name brand. They had the Welch's gummies, the Cheez-Its, the Rice Krispie treats. They had
y'all
like the healthy
snacks. Want some crab
legs? Right.
Y'all
they had everything.
They had
if you don't live in, if you don't work in Hollywood, Crafty's like just the food they feed
right.
you. Right.
And there's trash Crafty that you can tell they went to the Dollar Tree, and there's like the real Crafty.
And to explain even further, Crafty is like, so on set, you'll get meals that'll be prepared for you. But Crafty is something if you want to graze and snack in between meals so that you can stay, you know, awake, you know, go get a Red Bull, go get a sandwich, go get da-da-da-da.
Right.
So Emil's saying that the Crafty was popping, you know, they was
it
having like
was
the
elite
hors d'oeuvres. They was having hors d'oeuvres.
No, he used to come home with a backpack full of snacks.
Listen. It was stacked with snacks and meals were great. Like, everything was great.
So slowly the snacks started to dwindle
away. It started to deteriorate to the point where they then locked up the snacks behind the cabinet, and they had the front desk lady only put out a few snacks a day because they wanted to preserve what they had. So they have to go to Costco every 5 weeks. So here's the thing.
You went from crab legs to like a opened sleeve of saltines, and they were like,
yes.
Someone was handing them out.
Exactly.
Like, you can have
and that,
one, like a church
that
service.
Was the,
like a wafer.
That was the fishiness of it. And then, because of that, we would then have to start going to restaurants like around the way. So we would walk on our lunch break to these restaurants. And the place where I worked was in Beverly Hills. I was making, after taxes, less than $100 per shift for this hosting job. It was trash. And you know the company I'm talking about. It was trash.
Yeah, and that company's paying rent in Beverly Hills. They got money.
Right. 5 days a week. Well, no, I was freelance at that time, so I was working at our restaurant at the same time and then simultaneously working there. And you know, at the restaurant we worked at, we got scammed because we weren't making nothing. We got this restaurant job across the street from Soho House and Boa Steakhouse. I'm like, oh, we about to be making money.
We turned in like $2,000, $4,000 worth of tips, like individually. And then they would be like, okay, now we got to split it for everybody, including. So we going to pay the bar backs. We going to pay the dishwasher. We going to pay the cook. We go pay. And I was like, why are you not paying them a salary?
Right.
Why we got to give all of our money away? Yeah. And then that's when they started calling us mercenaries, because we would start looking. I would go through everybody's, because I knew all the logins. I would go through everybody's login and see how much money they made. And the people who made the least, I would go to the manager. I'd be like, okay, so you can cut Johnny. You can cut Fred. You can cut Tanya. You can cut. I was like, get them out of here.
Because like, I'm trying to make some money. They're not doing anything anyway. Let me handle it. No. So basically, I wasn't making money, but I had to go to these expensive restaurants, and I was broke. And so I'm walking down the street. We went to get, me and my best friend Drew, we were walking down the street, went to get like an acai bowl or something. We're walking back. And Drew is this beautiful chocolate queen. She's a model. She's a host to an gorgeous actress, so whatever. So we walk together and everybody's always like, and I'm sorry, we were in Beverly Hills. And you know, there are some white people who like to just look at you a certain way. And they're like, oh, my God. And so they would come up to us. And
what
like,
are you
there's
doing
that voice
here?
Again. There's that voice again.
That's how they talk, though. They were
it's
like,
it's real. It's real.
They're like, oh, my hi, are you oh my a God. Rapper? Or what they
would
do?
Well, they would talk
are
about
you a basketball player.
They would talk about her hair. Then they would be like, are you guys a couple? Because you guys are. I'm like, no, I am gay. And then I would like flame out like we turn into a joke. But then a few months before,
like I'm in a ball.
Okay, ballroom. Okay.
I can't. So I'm over here sashaying down the way. And okay, all Shante, of a sudden, all of a sudden, I start to get approached by these like psychics every couple of weeks, or these like street psychics.
Oh, I remember when you tell me about this stuff.
Yes. So we're walking, and this guy with a turban on and, like, full garb, like, it was hot as hell outside.
Okay, he was giving costume. I'm appreciating
he was,
it.
Exactly. He was believable. He came up to
he
me.
Looked
and
like
I
he
forgot.
Got a future. He looked like
exactly,
he got a future.
Exactly. So he comes up to me, and I'm thinking, okay, cool. And whatever he said when he initially came up to me, I was like, oh, my God. Because at that point, I was so gullible, and I believed everything.
Oh, you came home and told me. I remember.
I know. And he hooked me in. And so he's, like, telling me my fortune. He's like, there's going to be a great opportunity for you in April. And at the time I had a call back recently and I was like, oh my God, that job starts in April. Oh, this is it. Okay.
Listen, you tell anybody in Hollywood, Los Angeles, there's a big opportunity around the corner for them.
Listen,
their ego is going to take it and run
bro,
with it.
He was looking up pilot season. He was like, hold on.
He's like, so I see a lot of shows happen around. Listen, he was hella authentic. And then
March, January.
He pulled out like he put out a photo from his family in Bangladesh, and he was, like, telling me this backstory about how he was blessed and all these different things. Then he told me to write down a number, write down a date, and write down something else. And I swear I ripped it up or something, but then Drew was saying he must have done some mind magic stuff because somehow that paper was, like, in his other hand, and he still had my ripped paper. And he had the ripped paper in one hand and this in another hand, like a new paper. He starts writing down numbers and dates and he got my stuff right. And I was like, Drew, how would he have known that? Because I ripped up the paper. And she was like, I don't know. So then this man tells me, I was like, oh, that's cool, but we have to get back to work. He's like, okay, well, in order for your fortune to come true and for you to be blessed in April, I need some monetary compensation.
I need 10 installments of $9.99. Okay. And then your dreams will come true. I love that this guy does close-up magic. He's also a magician. And then he came in. He was like, now you're not going to get the dream if you don't cough up.
But here's the thing. And I didn't
did
know what to
him?
Do. Wait, Lacey, don't judge me now. Because I felt some judgment.
Did.
I felt some judgment.
No, there's no judgment.
I let you tell your scam. Let me tell mine.
I've told people many times on this podcast, I've been scammed. I do scams. Like, and I don't do real, like, that guy from that Groove Theory who was attacking me on Twitter. Guys, I don't actually do real scams on people. So if anybody's named Lacey Mosley reaches out to you for some coin, it ain't me. But point me in their direction because I want my cut. But I don't do real scams. I do light petty scams. But go ahead, Emil. So you paid the man. It's okay. I have been through many scams.
I was
so
broke,
you paid the man.
But this didn't make no sense. No, here's the thing. I didn't have any cash. I didn't have no cash. So okay. I said to the man, I don't have cash. I only carry around cards. The man then proceeds
okay.
He points across the street to my building where I work, where there's a Bank of America. He's like, there's an ATM right over there. I'll wait. Lacey, when I tell you, and this is no lie.
It ain't no problem. It ain't no problem.
This is no lie. When I tell you, Drew and I were waiting at the crosswalk with this mime magician over here so he can get his funds. I go to the ATM and I was like, well, sir, how much? Like, I can take out a 20. He's like, And I said, what do you want me to do? I am broke. Bruh. I gave this man $80. I gave him $80. That was my whole day pay. That was all the money I made.
That's a random number. How do you get to 80?
Yeah, 80 ain't even 100. Why didn't you just give him 20, tell him that's all you had? He would have took
20,
it.
50, or 100
makes
sense.
He made it seem like my dream wasn't going to come true. And by the way,
why
nothing
y'all
happened.
Why y'all haggling over your dream? That ain't how dreams work. He talking about, all right, now for 25, you can have a quarter of your dream.
He got me, y'all. I was young, dumb, and broke. Listen, he got me.
Young, dumb, and broke. Yeah. That's all of us. Well, guys, we are 23 minutes in, so we are going to go ahead and get to our first segment. Hey, y'all know the deal. Y'all know when the friends come on, it's going to be mess. But guys, what's hot in fraud? This is where we warn our listeners about popping scams in the zeitgeist. Or more often than not, we get your letters. Guys, as always, scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Snitch on your friends and family. Just make sure your scam is retired because we don't want to what? Fuck up your bag. Exactly. And guys, this is a very kind of similar segment to Confess Your Mess. If you like to hear personal stories, anecdotes anonymously told that are messy as hell, you should definitely listen to Emil and AJ's podcast. But this is our listener letter for today. I need a fake name, Emil, AJ.
Francesco.
Wow.
You were struggling with that.
The struggle to get there. Wow. So Francesco sends in a funeral procession scam.
Oh, no. Aww.
Hello, Miss Lacey. Not Miss Lacey. Okay, Francesco.
That is not how Francesco talks.
I have a scam for you. I don't know how I feel about it, though. LOL. Okay. So sadly, I lost my cousin just recently. Oh, I'm so sorry, Francesco. Aww. So I went to her funeral to say goodbye. After we left the funeral home, we did a procession to the burial site. Very common. You know, the police will come. The only time the police are not harassing black people when they're following them. You know, they'll come on the motorcycles and they'll drive in front of you and behind you so that there's no traffic so that everybody can get to the repast or the funeral home or wherever you're going, like, safely.
Mm-hmm.
Now in the day of GPS, you know, funeral processions seem not really necessary.
You know, I saw one in LA last week coming back from a gig, and I hadn't seen one out here in the 15 years I've lived here. Yeah, back home, they put those little flags on your hood of your car, and so everybody has them. Mm-hmm. I don't see them out here. I saw one.
So that way nobody can, like, sneak in just trying to avoid traffic.
We'll get there. But I will say, like, I feel like a funeral procession in LA is a flex because we have so much traffic. If you can get all these cars in a line, that's a flex. It's like, I need that when I die. I need everybody to stop all the traffic. I wanted some James Corden dancers on the street just, like, interrupting everything. God.
All the way to Forest Lawn. All the way to Forest Lawn.
We live right by where they do that James Corden stuff. And so we'll be driving sometimes like, oh, there's a full-ass show happening. Can we please go?
I'm like, oh, look, there's Belle from Beauty and the Beast. That's going to stop up traffic for a while.
I feel like you could not do that in New York City. I feel like people would get out of their taxis and fight you. Like, right. In LA,
or they will just run over you.
Or somebody's getting hit,
Right. At least in LA, there's enough actors that they're like, ooh, maybe if I inch close enough to the crosswalk, I'm going to be on James Corden tonight. Let me stick my head out the window. Watermelon sugar, hi. This is my head shot. I'm trying to, like, get it in the frame. I just won't audition.
I am living for these remixes.
So, it says, during the procession, this van pulled up behind me, no sticker in the window, and I put on its flashers and headlights on and followed us through all the lights and stop signs like it was one of us. I thought maybe it was someone who got separated from our group somehow, even though the funeral home was pretty vigilant about getting everyone a sticker. I don't know. I wasn't thinking about it. Well, clearly you were, Francesco. Like, you was like, hold on, this, who was in that van? Is it A. Alice? Who was in the van? So it says, but then maybe a few blocks from the graveyard, it pulled into a parallel parking spot, smooth as ice. I thought to myself, they live near a graveyard and seemed to be so confident about it, LOL. Like most of us in the procession, we were so much more hesitant when it came to light. So I wondered if they do this all the time. Oh, and then there's some nice stuff here at the bottom. Thank you so much, Francesco. So I will say maybe this person works near the funeral home, lives near the funeral home, and they catch a procession whenever they can because, you know, traffic is crazy.
I mean, that would be the smart move to make, honestly.
That's sort of iconic. First and foremost, sorry about your loss, Francesco. That is the send our love. But also, if you'd be living near there, you're like, okay, traffic in LA, we all know it. How many times have you thought to yourself, I got to move out of the city. I can't do it one more time. And then you sit in that traffic for a couple hours and you get through it. But if I live near a funeral home or something, I'd probably be doing it.
Side note. I'm over here. I forgot I took an edible. And so while y'all were talking, I was like, wait a minute. Francesco, that's such a unique name. And then I forgot we made it up.
Oh, my God. Y'all are today.
Frankie, Francis, or Francesco? I can't remember. But we landed
it's
on Francesco.
Damn. What are so we can have twins.
Okay, so when we have twins one day, how about if it's a guy and a girl? We're non-binary. We can just name them. But Francesco and Francesca.
We're not doing that. That's a terrible idea. Carry on.
So, y'all are a fool. So I will say that I think this is a great scam. If I was whoever was in this van, I would keep like a veil in my van. I'd be like, oh, there they go.
Oh, yeah.
Throw that joint on. And slide. I slide right in every time. Like, ooh.
Oh, my God.
So a black sad. One, of course. Yes.
And a full veil in my car. Like, ooh. No, we got to go through this red light.
Ooh. And a headshot just in case, of course.
Also, if he said the funeral home had stickers or something, I would go to the funeral home and be like, can I get some extra stickers? They're like, for what? Just for memory.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My scrapbook.
If you know, I bet you could go to the funeral home at any time and be like, hey, I need some stickers because we out front for the loss.
No, here's what you do.
Of who? Hold on. Let me look at y'all program. Gertie.
I'm going to tell you something, Lacey. This is the scam. Here's the play. Okay. Here's what you do. You pretend like you're an elementary school or like middle school student doing a school project.
How are you going to do that as an adult?
No, I'm trying to figure out. Here it is. You write them letters. You send letters and you ask them and you send them an envelope with a stamp and you ask them to send you those and say you're doing a collage of funeral homes and the way that we honor our loved ones. Because low-key, when I was a kid... This is real.
Okay.
When I found out, I was told one time we had to do a class project where we had to learn about companies and corporations and how you could write them a letter and they would send you something. And I picked a chocolate chip cookie company and they sent me a box of chocolate chip cookies
in
the mail.
What year was that?
Well, I was in like sixth grade. So I started low-key sending little letters to people all the time and I would get random stuff in the mail.
Was that in the 80s?
But I'm saying that can still happen. If you just tell them you're a kid, they don't want to hurt a kid.
I think it'll be easier just to walk inside
you might get
and say,
a few.
Give me
yeah,
stickers.
Yeah, this is a lot. Also, you're requiring too much of the funeral home. Like, they over there doing the body and okay, now they got to go mail you some damn stickers.
I tell you, it makes me nervous. I told you at the top of this thing, I get nervous breaking rules, so I can't go in person and do it.
So instead of just asking for stickers, you're going to come up with a fake story about somebody dying to get some stickers?
There's no connection
AJ,
to me. Get a
AJ prefers
box.
To do mail fraud. AJ prefers to do mail fraud. He's like, no, I stick to mail fraud. Face-to-face is just a little too, uncomfortable for me. But I love a mail fraud. No, I'm going in there, and I'm just be like, hey, we with the ones who just left. Oh, the Thompson's? Yeah. We need some more car stickers because some cousins pulled up from Arizona.
Right.
They were late, yeah.
And then I'm like always having a funeral procession sticker on my car, and there's no one in a procession. I'm just running lights.
People like hella nice to you. They're getting out of your way. They're like sending you their
you
love.
Ain't see
they're
the
praying
sticker?
For you.
You ain't see the sticker? Like, damn, she got somebody die every week. Like,
oh my God.
The cops start
going through it.
Yo, that's
right,
good,
so
though.
Guys, we're gonna take a quick break for some non-scam advertisements. We'll be back with Historic Hoodwinks.
Scams! I love fashion, okay? But we all know buying the latest and the greatest constantly is a little bit of a scam to the planet, which is why I love Nuuly. It's a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Sometimes you put something on the gram and you can be like, oh, well, it's dead now. Well, with Nuuly, you can keep having fresh fits. And you're helping the planet. Try out trending styles, colors, silhouettes, and then you can send it back for something new. Okay? Come on, Nuuly. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month, access to thousands of styles for more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing. I know that's right. It's fast, free shipping and returns with professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. Plus, the option to buy whatever you love, which I love that because sometimes I put on a piece and I'm like, it's mine now. So you can buy it from Nuuly. I love using Nuuly because the free shipping, it's really quick, and the pieces are really nice quality. Also, I love that the orders, like when I got mine, it was shipped in a recyclable, reusable tote. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code GODDESS20. Just go to Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's. And enter the code GODDESS20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code GODDESS20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Close your eyes. Open your mind. And imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials. Aren't you all of a sudden Diane Keaton walking on a sand beach thinking about your life? Yes, you can get this kind of luxury with unbeatable prices at Quince because they're here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within your grasp, honey. They have 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops. Y'all know I have the silk tops. I actually just went back and got the washable silk slip dresses. I got one in red, I got one in cream, and I got one in black because I'm about to be out here stunting in my quiet luxury. Y'all know I love the sweatsuits. I actually went back and got the sweatsuit in blue and pink, and I got the shorts. They got shorts to match with the sweatsuit too, so when it's hot girl summer, I can have my thighs out, but my arms can be warm. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Hoochies never get cold. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/goddess.
Cunt! And we're back, and it's time for my favorite segment of the show, Historic Hoodwinks. This is when I will regale AJ and Emil with a famous con caper, maybe group of criminals, and we'll see. So I just want to give you guys a note, like the monetary figures in this episode have been converted from USD to AUD. I'm a person, I know what AUD is. What a dollar is that? Australian?
Yeah, what is that? I know, I'm like,
it is. It's, yeah, it's Australia. Okay. I was right. Right. Yeah, look at me knowing other people's coins. I want to go to Australia, but they got lots of like animal insects that like every other day they be talking about a new spider or something on the ground that's killing you. I'm like,
but also that's a long flight.
I feel like God started the plague first at Australia. He was like, we'll just make the plague popping slowly.
You know, Australia was all prisoners back in the day, right?
Yeah.
You know how that's Australia started, just prisoners. Mm-hmm. And now they're all, now they're bad boys and girls.
Wait, everybody was a prisoner?
Go. Well, kind of.
Yeah, it was like an island where they would send off, like from Europe, and like they would send their criminals over there.
The indigenous people, the aboriginal people that inhabited it originally before like the white man came, and then they sent like prisoners there.
I think that's why.
And then they enslaved the aboriginal people, and then they made this whole thing.
Before it was a prison thing, though, right?
Yeah, 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 for sure. But then they like kind of enslaved them and took over their country and then sent prisoners there.
Lord.
I mean, you know, colonialism, you know.
I got to apologize for that. You know, I just like I, real quickly as the white man on this, I feel like I got to apologize.
Oh,
for
my God, AJ. Oh, wow. Thank you for that apology. Oh, my God. Is racism disappearing?
Over. It's over. Reparations. There they are.
I see it evaporating right now like Thanos. So from a young age, Jodie Harris built a criminal career stealing identities and committing large-scale fraud. She was an expert at emptying bank accounts and wooing policemen. Ooh, is she a baddie? I need a photo. Mm-hmm. Which earned her the reputation as the con queen of Australia. The con queen of Australia. Damn, I can't do it. Lazides. The con queen of Australia.
Oh, this is her.
There she
is.
That car. Con yourself into a better ride, honey.
Is that a Pontiac?
Can we zoom in a little bit more?
That's rough.
Okay. So Jodie's not hard on the eyes. I don't know what this outfit is about. I thought she was going to give us more, you know, Sofia Vergara or something.
Right. She's relatable. That's the thing. That's how she conned you.
But the policeman?
So... So Jodie Harris was born in Queensland, Australia. She began befriending police officers at Melbourne Police Station, telling them she was 20 years old. She started a relationship with one officer and told him that she was the daughter of an advertising executive and had attended a prestigious Brisbane girls' school. He only found out her true age when she crashed his car. In disgrace, he moved overseas. So Jodie committed a series of other fraud at a young age, including what would become her signature move, impersonating a police officer. She had begun stealing the identities and money from victims using a variety of disguises, elaborate stories, and unmitigated confidence to convince people that she was who she wasn't.
That's the part, though. It's the confidence for me that I gotta kind of respect it.
Because if you do things confidently, people don't have any reason to question you. Like, if I came up to y'all, when I met Emil at the restaurant, and I was like, hi, I'm Lacey, like... He wasn't going to be like, are you? Like,
right.
We work in an entire industry of just overly confident people who are succeeding well beyond their skill level.
What was the name of the woman who came up on the screen?
So, yes. She had like an obsession with cops. Her career grew. She funded her taste in luxury goods and hotels by occasionally stealing documents from staff and guests at her swanky getaways. Despite the growing success, she seemed to be obsessed with the police. She had stolen a police badge and used it to pass herself off as a detective, getting a license from victims in order to steal their identities. Wow.
Oh, no.
So she would show up, flash a badge, and be like, okay, run me your social security, run me your driver's license. I got to do a background check. Sir, you said I was jaywalking. Yeah, yeah, but I got to do a background check. Just make sure that J ain't an L. So,
but like also, Loki, you could give me every single bit of information, every number, every address, everything that you have, and I still wouldn't know what to do with it. Like, I would have no idea. Like, how do I make money off this? I wouldn't even know.
I could figure it out. Listen.
Right.
Listen, it ain't that hard, AJ. Go ahead and run me everything. Oh, actually, we'll talk off camera. I don't want to incriminate myself.
So she managed to convince a Melbourne and Brisbane police on separate occasions that she was an undercover officer and gained access to their facilities. Wow. She was like, she did a blue streak. She was like, yeah, yeah, I work here. She came in with a box of donuts and was like, I've been transferred. And they were like, from where?
No, she was like, the police.
I'm trying to think of another place in all of Australia. Sydney. I'm from the Sydney branch.
It's right. Not, but that takes some type of skill. They don't be paying
so,
attention.
I'd be sweating through my arms, like my armpits. I'd be so nervous.
Listen,
sweating
Jody
through
was
my arms. So I'll be sweating through my arms, y'all. So according to police sources, she had even been given access to confidential information about police operations and was issued a gun when she accompanied police on a drug raid.
Wait, they just gave her a gun?
See, there's some.
Does she have documentation?
You gotta be a bad bitch to just show up with some donuts and a story, and they like, all right, here you go. Here's a gun.
Oh, wow. Shut it all down.
What size you wear? We're gonna get you some new police uniform outfit. She come in with the tearaway police outfit for strippers. And they were like, well, Jody, your pants is falling off. Oh, yeah, yeah. Y'all, can y'all run me another uniform and a gun? I left mine at my other precinct. Yeah, give me a Glock.
I am done.
Give me a Glock.
What is going on in Australia Police Department that niggas just run up and be like, yeah,
but
Loki,
you know, Loki, every time this happens though in America, we hear about all these shootings all the time. Mm-hmm. They had one mass shooting in like the 1990s and they shut that shit down and haven't had one since. So they're doing something right, but apparently they're giving everybody guns.
Yeah, just letting random
now,
people come in and get guns.
Why did you have to bring up our country? Like, that's very embarrassing. Like, you know, our country is very embarrassing.
It's a little bit trash right now. I get it. And for
right
also,
now,
for the last 400 years. For the last 400 years. I get it. Listen. Some of us white people
American
are catching up.
American ain't been shit
catching
since 1619.
Listen, let them know.
So during this time, Jody also continued to steal the hearts of police officers across Australia and supposedly lived with a New South Wales detective for 6 months. What?
Woo! That's Jody not a good detective. He's a detective and he did not know? Like a background check on her?
They all shady, I'm telling you.
Come on.
He knew.
He was inspecting that coochie.
Exactly. He knew exactly what he was doing. Like, no, I'm going to ride this out, and I'm going to let Jody ride me. Go ahead.
So here are some examples of her scams over the years. So for a decade, Jody continued to have a rather successful career. And yes, we are calling her career robbery. That's her career. Mm-hmm. That's her chosen profession, okay?
Okay, okay.
So she was very successful, okay? CEO of crime, you know, despite her relationships with the police. She posed as doctors, psychologists, business managers, and even said that she was the niece of a late mafia boss, Mario Condello. So she's even pretending to be in the mob.
Well, that keeps people off your back.
I mean, yeah, she had it covered from all angles.
Right. She was working at hitting them angles. Okay, one time a woman hit her head in Melbourne's Century City Square, and Jody, taking advantage of the situation, posed as a doctor and swooped in to drive her to the hospital.
No, wow. No.
At the
I'm
hospital,
sorry.
She told the woman's father that she was a nurse and conned him out of enough information to change the woman's bank password and steal $8,000.
Wait, this lady is injured in the hospital and she over here still worrying about her cons.
Listen, you got to be some kind of cold. You literally just drove this woman to the hospital, probably heard her crying to you, sharing her darkest like fears that she's going to like die, and then you steal from her?
She drove her to the hospital. Like, some would say that's an ambulance.
Oh, you know? So then she got her ambulance fees. Yes!
So she got her ambulance fee. How do we know Jody wasn't like, wee woo, wee woo, right. wee? Well, how do we know real. Jody didn't steal a funeral home sticker and run all the lights for my good like sis?
The, she's like the Uber of ambulances.
Period.
Yes. Okay.
I'm going to start doing Uber for people who can't afford ambulances, a.k.a. most of our country. Like, no. Like, call Lacey. She'll be here at 25. No, I got you.
She's all about right, $1,000 cheaper.
We got Tylenol. Okay, lay him in the back seat. Put the tarp up. Okay, well, we got Tylenol.
He was in the hospital weeks ago, and I took him to the hospital in the back seat, curled up in a ball, like literally in pain. And I got to invoice you.
Yeah.
I'm going to invoice you now. You agree with her.
Wait. Y'all can't see my face, but if you would have saw my face just now, I was like, wait, hold up. Because what we're not going to do is that. Wait a minute.
I don't know, Emil. I saw AJ driving past and he had one fist out the window talking about wee woo, wee woo, wee woo. The traffic was moving. They was moving to the sides.
So like, we gonna make this believable. Everybody move out the way.
My ambulance gonna have Gatorade. It's gonna have Tylenol.
Okay. Okay. Those electrolytes. Yes, I support.
I'm gonna have the three leftover Cody's for my tooth extraction. You know, you can have that. We're gonna have water. Okay.
Oh my God.
And we're gonna have ambient music. It's gonna be vibes in there. You know what I mean?
Ambient music.
If I'm ever in your ambulance, I would like smooth jazz. You need to do like a request form for either the if they're
or I mean if you like drama, I could put on someone please call 911. Tell them I have been shot.
They get in there. You got a little clipboard. Please check the vibe and mood that you would like for your ambulance ride.
Right. Listen, so technically, I'm just going to say my good sis Jody was an ambulance, so she had to get her ambulance fee. Makes sense to me. So one of her victims told police she was even able to change all my personal details on the cards to hers to the point where when I tried to change them back to mine, I could hardly prove who I was anymore. Wow. What? That is identity theft. Like, she really stole the identity. Like,
that
she
would drive you.
It.
That would drive me nuts. If somebody's like, no, they're like, well, no, they think I'm the criminal. I'm like, no. He stole my shit. I'm actually him.
I'm sorry, Mr. AJ, if that's your name, you're getting really loud.
Of course I'm getting loud.
You're getting really loud in the bank. And
I'm getting heated now.
I can't do the A's.
I really am
light
high
because
I was over here sitting here. I thought I was watching the scene right now because I'm looking at Lacey and she's to act. So go ahead. Keep
that's
going.
What no, was also, happening, Emil.
No, I feel like this is like an advertisement for our podcast, Confess Your Mess, because she was actually our first guest on Confess Your Mess.
Oh,
and her confession
my gosh,
had to
was.
Do with her accent.
Listen.
You have to listen to understand what the confession was, but I feel like we're back.
Yes, we are. So, but yes, so there, you know, she's taking people's identities for real, for real. Like, you know, you hear about a little credit card fraud. She was like, no, I am you now. You can't get you back. It was like, do you want to start over? Like, would you like a new name? She's like, no, I would like the one I had. We don't believe that's you. So, another time, Jody walked into a boutique posing as a business manager. She spent $600 and invited the boutique's owner out to coffee. I don't like going to coffee. I feel like coffee is a scam thing. I actually just unmatched with somebody on Hinge because they were like, let's go to coffee. I'm like, what do you want from me? No.
That is real. I used to do the coffee thing in my 30s a lot. And like one person would always be asking the other person for like an introduction or some sort of advice or something every single time.
Mm-hmm. Half the time it was me. And listen, I'm not mad at the scam, but I can't be having it ran on me. I matched with some guy and he said he was in some other profession. You know, if people say marketing, advertisement, all that type of shit, and they don't have consulting and they don't have like specific company, I'm like, this is a lie.
You know how like Starbucks is successful because they like for an entire generation of people, it was like a luxury item and it makes people all like whether you're a multimillionaire or you're like lower middle income. You feel kind of fancy when you carry a Starbucks, right? It's like a nice, elevated sort of coffee experience as opposed to like Folgers from like the 80s,
damn,
right?
Do you work for them?
No, I'm just saying that.
I was like, you're selling me on this.
But low-key, I understand the business model.
Why you got to drag Folgers
in
it?
No, I understand the business model.
Right.
So for me,
that's part of
coffee,
waking up.
It's Folgers in your cup. Damn.
If somebody is going to... I'm going to tell you a secret. Can I tell you a secret? I dated a boyfriend in college, my college sweetheart, and he used to sing, the best part of waking up is AJ in your... Figure it out. So,
wow.
I'm a morning
then he
guy.
Said it.
I'm a morning guy. The word is but, ladies and gentlemen. But also, So coffee is that thing, like when you're broke and you're trying to come up and you're trying to like get like, I don't know, like a producer or like somebody to like sit down with you and like hear your idea or consider you for a gig, right? You're like, oh, let me take you to coffee. Because low-key, you can't afford the whole lunch or the dinner. Mm-hmm. You can just afford the coffee. So somebody asks you if they could take you to coffee, it's because they're broke.
Yeah. Mm. And like, I get it in LA. Mm. Everybody's on these dating apps going like six dates a day. That starts to add up. But with me, you're going to take me to dinner or I'm not talking to you. And he had his Instagram on the Hinge. And then when I looked at the Instagram, I saw we had mutuals. And then I saw he was like maybe a few scrolls back. He was like, I had so much fun on this like random ass TV network that you can only get in certain cities. And I was like, oh my God, this man is an actor. He's trying to go out with me so he could get advice. And I just unmatched immediately. I was like, oh God. Mm. I'm going to have to get off the apps. It's not working for me. I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, I need to get some corporate friends.
She's unraveling right now.
Oh, my God. No, I'm not. So, back to Jody. So, while at coffee, Jody managed to steal the woman's license with which she accessed her bank accounts and stole over $60,000.
Well, that's real money now.
Oh, my God.
So, let me just walk this back for you. Jody walks into a boutique. Posed as a business manager. She spent $600. So she dropped some cash up front to be like, I got coins, honey. I'm that bitch. Probably walked in with the drip, right? So that's like the bait, right? That's the bait. So now this business boutique owner is probably like, oh, she spent $600. Like, it was nothing. She didn't even look at nothing she picked up. Oh, she must have money. She was like, oh, you got money. So when Jody was like, let's go to coffee, she was like, yes, please. And then when they went, she somehow managed to steal all her information and then got her bank account and stole 60 grand.
That's a good return on your investment.
Right?
$600 right. for 60 grand? What's wow. That?
That's like 10,000.
It's a lot. I don't know.
No, that's the wrong numbers. Math. That's definitely the wrong math because 10,000 times 600. Oh, Lord.
Because 10, it's like 100% return.
Wait, you did math on our podcast too and you nailed it. You were good.
You add a zero, that's 6,000. Uh-huh. So it would be 100 because you would have to add two zeros.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Also, 600 times 100. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's 4 zeros.
It's 100 times.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Okay. We did math, y'all. Everybody clap for math. Clap for math.
Math with Lacey.
Reading, writing, and arithmetic. You know we do it all on Scam Goddess. I know somebody was screaming at the radio or iPods like, bitch, it's 100. I got there, okay? I was like, Harry, the zero. Curry, another zero. Okay. So, Andrew Twining. By 2006, detectives across the southeastern Australia were hunting for the unknown woman who had been traveling across the country, impersonating a variety of professions, stealing identities, and draining them bank accounts. Ooh, she was draining them. It was also around this time that she met Andrew Twining on a dating site. Ooh, child.
Okay.
Damn, Andrew is in it too. Look at him smiling in this photo. They took a photo at dinner and she holding his hand like, yeah, baby, we in love.
And he's got that classic sweater undershirt combo. Yeah.
Yep.
That's money.
You know he got money.
Right. Right. Mm. That's it. I got money, but I still buy clothes from Eddie Bauer.
Right.
I wear New Balances and dad jeans because I don't got time for fashion because I'm making money. Sell.
You look at that back table, it's grainy, but they eating good.
But also, there's a pepper mill.
Does that look like
fancy.
Lobster? It looks like some lobster and vegetables.
There's
is
artwork
that
on the wall.
Zoom in on that, Marina. Mm-hmm. Can we zoom anymore?
It could be.
Now, that boat looked ratchet, but I don't know how to show you.
I didn't want to say nothing about the boat. I didn't want to judge the boat now.
It's a nice Cabernet.
That boat is giving, like, Home Goods, we went and got a painting. You know, it's actually giving Ross, we went and got a painting. Home Goods would never.
For real.
Okay. So, you know, but he taking her on a date. Obviously, the date went well enough that he want to smile into a camera with her, you know. And she got the titties titting. She got up sitting on the table.
Listen.
But Loki, can we just mention that doesn't really look like a restaurant. It looks like somebody's house. Like, it doesn't give you restaurant vibes.
It's against the wall like that. You don't just have a tablecloth at your house.
And that other, like, that iced tea looking cup, that's like the curved glasses they only have in restaurants. That's real. But they don't have those type of fancy restaurants. So now I'm questioning whether or not this is fancy.
What if they were grabbing a quick lunch?
They're at Buca di Beppo. That's right. They're at Buca di Beppo. The Capri Room. By Dorit Kelmsley from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Not the Capri
That's where
room.
They are, the Capri Room.
It's giving buka. It's definitely giving buka. So, Andrew Twining was, believe it or not, a Victorian policeman. Okay, so he ain't got money like that. It was giving buka.
He's dressed like a policeman,
Jody had told him that she was a Virgin Airways hostess. Okay, so
I appreciate the versatility in Jody's professions.
Yeah.
Jody reads, because how are you making up
Is that a flight attendant? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because they don't call them stewardesses anymore. They call them flight attendants, but I guess maybe they call them hostesses. Or okay. Maybe she was just a hostess. I don't know. And she was like, yeah, I work for Virgin. You ain't ever rode them and they do the dance? Like, I'm in there. I'm to the left. You got to look when they doing the big number.
I'm done.
What is it? We let it fly, going and live it on up in the sky. Virgin America knows this is the place that you wanna be. Come away with me, come away with me, yeah. Listen, I used to fly Virgin a lot.
We could not tell at all.
Didn't they go under?
No.
They got bought out by Alaska Airlines.
So now they're about to be ass. Because Virgin was the only plane that they would give you some mood lighting, give you a little purple.
It was like a club.
It was the mood lighting for me. That purple light. Mm-hmm. And I was like, now, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sleep well on this flight because it's a vibe. It's a vibe.
Virgin was giving vibes, bro.
Remember, you could text people at other seats and you could send them direct messages and stuff on there. They had that like chat app on there. She could flirt with somebody and
they were trying to get you to hook up. Right. They wanted the mile high. They were like, we have a bathroom that's just for fucking. On Virgin, we want you to join the Mile High Club, okay? So y'all text y'all seatmates to see what's
good. You might come on here a virgin, but you ain't going to leave a virgin.
I am done.
We got the drinks popping. It's like you can get bottle service on the Virgin flight. It's like, what? She has a sparkler, y'all. Ain't that against FAA rules? Richard Branson was like, turn it up. He was like, I want every flight to be like me on my private plane, but for the regular folks. But Alaskan Airlines probably gonna fuck that up because they cheap. So that was a good time though. Except for after a while flying Virgin, I didn't want to hear the whole song. I was like, can we get the radio edit? Like, we really gotta go through the whole thing. Like, put your seatbelt in the thing.
Didn't Todrick Hall do the Virgin?
Yeah, Todrick did a Virgin. Yeah, I remember that
while.
One.
Yeah, I remember
it
that
was
one.
Lit.
I used to send him that video every time. I texted to him every single time I get on that plane. And then after about 3 or 4 times, he probably got sick of it.
And he's like, okay, you're flying. You're flying.
He's like, I get this every day. Yes, I know. Virgin America knows is where you want to be. Fly away with me. Yeah, I get it. Damn. But I will say after a while, I came to really enjoy the old school dry, the flight attendant comes out and she holds up a seatbelt like she is just so through. And she, they're like, fasten it like this. Make sure that you put the air on yourself before the air on somebody else. I came to enjoy that because it was shorter and it was, quicker. So she says she flying away with me, okay? She working at Virgin America, okay? So that way, she had a plausible alibi when she would disappear for days at a time. So she said, I'm a flight hostess. That way, when she needed to go disappear,
That's smart.
I'm not a scammer. Mm-hmm. I don't think like that.
Damn,
smart.
I'm going to tell the next dude I don't want to really be with, but I want to keep dating that I'm a flight attendant.
Popping in, popping out of his life. He ain't have no questions.
I'm like, boo, I'm so sorry. I could not get your text from 35,000 feet. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I stay in the 35,000, so.
I am done.
Land is really hard for me, but I'll see you when I see you. So, while Andrew thought she was working on flights, she was instead stealing from flight attendants on flights. Damn, wait.
I don't have money.
I mean, some of them do.
Do they?
I don't know.
During one business flight to Queensland, Jody sat next to a flight attendant named Leah. While Leah was in the restroom, Jody nabbed her license and, using it alone, managed to steal $16,000 from Leah's account over 5 separate occasions. Her entire haul in Queensland amounted to $52,000 in cash and goods. Andrew had no idea about his girlfriend's true identity until Victoria Police colleagues informed him that he was dating a criminal while on a cruise with his parents. Damn, I know that probably fucked up the captain's dinner. He was on a cruise with mom and daddy. And they were
He was like, man, I met this woman, Jody. Oh, my God. When y'all meet her, I swear. And they're like, sir.
He talking her up. Nah, she's got the best heart. Yeah, no, I see her. I see her once every 3 weeks when she's not flying. But we in love. She got the best furniture in her house. I'm telling you, Z Gallery. You knock on it, like, no corkboard in sight.
We love Z Gallery.
We do.
Our pillows came from Z Gallery.
Uh-huh. Classy. So Jody immediately went on the run and taunted police with phone calls and photos of herself. Not you sending photos to the police. What is, I think that maybe when Jody dated that police officer when she was real young, it made an impact on her. And maybe after that, she was like, fuck the police, but not for like legitimate reasons. She was just like, my boyfriend left town because I lied to him about my age. Now I hate the police. But honestly, like, she might have lied to him about her age, but any grown-ass man or grown-ass human being can tell when somebody is a minor. There's very rare cases, and I'm not going to say any because I don't want to be mean, where somebody does not look like they are a minor.
Speak on it.
Yep.
Speak on it.
So it's like, he was a little creepy. Like, don't rule that out. So, she's taunting the police. Like, she's almost giving me serial killer vibes, where she's just like, wants to kind of be caught or wants the attention. Wants, like, she's like, tell them it was me.
Like, Jody wants you to know Jody. It was
her. Let them know it was Jody.
Why have to have a cadence like that? It was me, Jody.
Jody. So a week after the first Herald Sun, a Melbourne newspaper, published its first story about Jody in 2006, she called Senior Detective Paul Berticello's office and told him where she had been living. Damn, now she calling the police and being like, okay, so this is where I was staying at. If you want me, come and get me, coppers.
Being hella dramatic. Go ahead, Jody.
So authorities arrived at a vacated apartment unit and found a Queensland police badge, a Victoria police shirt, and a virgin blue hostess outfit, along with a name tag, pin, crew bag, and tags. Now, why is she sending them on this little goose chase?
Wait. She got them doing the scavenger hunt. So she calling, she's saying, so now you're going to go to this address.
She wants to get busted.
Meet me in the park at 3.
To arrest me. Yeah, coppers. It's like, Jody, yeah, you are, I'll be playing too a cop. Fun.
Yeah, I'll be dressed as a police officer. Figure it out.
Oh, Jody had time today. I'm done. Oh, God.
I'll be dressed as a tree. Good luck. What? Sis, what? I have confusion. So, Senior Sergeant Glenn Davies said, it's like a scenario from the Leonardo DiCaprio film Catch Me If You Can.
I've been thinking about this entire time. The whole time I wanted to say that reference, but I couldn't think of that movie. Yeah.
So, it's earning Jody the nickname of Australia's Catch Me If You Can thief. I'm going to say it doesn't really ring on the ear. I feel
no,
like
it doesn't roll off something. The tongue. No, no.
Maybe in the accent. Yep. Australia's Catch Me If You Can thief.
Oh, okay, it actually sounds actually better
sounds
there.
Better, yeah.
That sells it. Yeah. It worked.
So getting caught. While still on the cruise ship, Andrew told authorities everything he knew about Jody and agreed to help them set a trap for her when he returned to Australia. Damn.
Turning
he gave you up quick. Andrew really like did a 180 and gave her up. Probably because he was embarrassed. His mama and daddy were
I was
there.
About to say, he got embarrassed in front of his parents. He was like, damn, I'm like a 40. How old is that man? He was.
He's a grown man. He's a detective who didn't detect shit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Poor Andrew.
Oh, damn. He didn't detect nothing. No radar. Wow, radar completely off. Radar said, doo, doo, doo.
So he started questioning his whole life. He's like, I didn't even know the woman that I... Go ahead.
They're like, Andre, we didn't raise you. I can't do it. It immediately went Cockney. Okay, so when he returned, he asked Jody to meet him, and she took the bait. Damn, Jody. See this? Come on, Jody. You know you
She's
can't trust up. These men.
She's slipping up.
Jody these hoes ain't loyal. So the second she got in his car, officers swooped in and the con queen of Australia was finally arrested. When she was captured, Jody was carrying with her a cachet of more than 100 fake IDs, including driver's license, passports, Medicare cards, credit cards, mobile phones, SIM cards. So damn, she was getting Medicare. She was like, yeah, I need an eye appointment. I need to get my pap smear. Yeah, today I am. I'm Josh Simpson. Yeah. Can y'all
How'd she
my-
keep track of a bunch of SIM cards?
Right.
Like,
Jody was smart, man.
Or was she?
I hope she yes. had, like, a little folders. Like, how you got that many IDs on you at once? Like, how do you choose? Which one do you
want
yeah.
to use? And also, where she? Oh, I guess she could have had her purse and stuff. But, yeah, that would get confusing. She got, like, a little, one of those little card books, the spiral books you just scroll through. Hold on. Right,
right.
now. Yes, Rachel.
So Yo, right now we have a picture photo. Of all the cards, the passports, the IDs.
Wait, there's a
the
couple California
cards.
IDs up there, too. You see those really? Right in the middle?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is Yo, Jody damn. Was getting
Whoa.
It.
Whoa.
Jody, how you done scammed all the way to California?
Dang.
Wow. Scamming all over the world. We love to see it. So, as Jody was led to prison, she showed a tattoo on her wrist to journalists and yelled about her presumably ex-boyfriend, Andrew. He's got a matching tattoo on his... I wish I could do this. He's got a matching tattoo on his arse. I can't do it. He's got a matching tattoo on his arse, right cheek, exactly the same. Damn.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at this photo of Jody. I just see, like, the pain in her face. She was like, I almost got away with it, too, if it wasn't for that damn Andrew.
Wow.
Damn. She does look mad. She's like, Andrew, how could you do this to me? And she's like, we got matching tattoos. You got it on your ass. I got it on my wrist.
Mm. But that's like, commitment. She was going all in.
I think she actually loved Andrew.
Yeah. Matching tattoos, that's that ratchet love, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And that's real. You know, that's that kind of, we key your car. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if she got out of jail and then start fucking around with Andrew again. You know, that's that hustle and flow, sweaty, no air conditioning, tongue kiss love. So, Jody faced a series of sentences and parole across North South Wales, Victoria, and Brisbane for her crimes, which totaled over 100 counts. Wow. They got in there and they were like, one. She pretended to be in the police. Two. She robbed a bitch at coffee. Three.
Lord.
She was ganking on the plane. Four. She stole from it. Like, it's just like, damn. Oh, wow. This is sad. So on September 2006, at the age of 28, Jody pleaded guilty to stealing $130,000 from 33 victims of North South Wales.
Wait. She was 28 in that photo?
She was 28 okay, going on 46.
Let me tell y'all, because Jody was aging because of all the stress from trying to keep up with these multiple identities.
She was carrying the weight of a lot of lies.
I did not think she was 28.
Dang.
Yo, I bet going into Starbucks is very triggering for Jody. They'd be like, coffee for Jim. She's like, fuck, is that me today? Damn it. Anytime somebody name get called, she looking like, is that, they talking about me?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that's stress. That's too much stress, Jody. The Melbourne County Court, Jody Harris, pleaded guilty to 36 counts relating to 15 victims, including stealing $90,000 from several banks. To this day, Jody's investigators grudgingly admit that she's the best female confidence swindler Australia's ever seen. I don't know. Maybe you just need to take the female off and put her up there with the best. Like, I feel like police officers, like, because of the misogyny and, like, all the awful things that are embedded in our criminal justice system and honestly, police everywhere. So we're talking about Australia specifically, but we're still talking about men for the most part. And like to be bested by a woman and she was calling y'all like nana nana boo boo for so long. Like, I'm sure that really hurts their egos, which it shouldn't. They should be like proud. Like, this what'd is exciting. You
say? Come get me, coppers.
Come and get me.
It was me, Jody.
She was leaving little notes. She was leaving little note recorders. Like, let's see what it says. It was me, Jody.
Like on RuPaul, like, on RuPaul's Drag Race when they get eliminated, she goes and she turns around and she's like, "It was me, Jody." And then she sashays away.
Right, that's her. Miss Jody, Miss Jody.
I can't. Oh my God.
Yo, so she really humbled them, and I appreciate that. As of 2019, Jody was living with her mother and working as a mobile home cleaner. Now, why? Mm-mm. How? Mm-mm. Why would y'all let her work in somebody's home where all of their things are? I just feel like Jody, work at a call center, work in a bank, not a bank, but work, you know, but working in people's homes. I don't know. Your finger's too sticky. So Magistrate Alan Moore sentenced Harris to just 4 years with non-parole period of 3.5. After that, Harris faced the Victorian County Court. So she got to go.
Lord.
She said, okay, I got 4 years to do here. All right, we get in the Uber. All right, so now we're going to go to the Victorian County Court. They're going to give me my jail time over there. So there she was sentenced to be jailed for 5 years and 9 months, effectively adding 9 months to her New South Wales sentence. So they don't compound these like that? Like
they ran them concurrently. So they actually, she got credit for both at the same time.
Yo, that's a nice hookup. Because in America, they'd be like consecutive, back to back to back to back.
Oh, wow.
So with time already served, she paroled within 2 years. Come on, Jody. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about.
She's later 30. On parole. She's 30. She's getting out at 30.
Yeah, that's not bad. A 2 year bid for like 10 years of living lavish, stealing from everybody.
Yep.
I don't know. Sounds good to me. So later on parole, Harris had to go to Brisbane Magistrate Court over her Queensland crime spree. So now she got to go to another court. Like, God, it's like another court, another court, jail, another court, another court, another court, bus, another court. She got to hit them all. So she goes over there. She admitted to 116 forgery and theft charges and was given a suspended sentence of 12 months. Mm-mm. So, wow. So, Jody. Shout out to a real one. Shout out to a... Snap and she's free. Jody. Listen. She out here in these streets.
It was me,
don't leave your
Jody.
Wall around me. True robber for real.
I'm done. Situations.
Will arise.
Oh, my gosh. Yo, Jody is a real one. Man. Wow.
Let me get your social and ID. Like, I don't know why I'm in a remixing song mood today. Sorry, guys.
I live for it.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back for the saddest part of the show. It's where I have to let Emil and AJ go. But first, we'll do Scammer of the Week.
Robbery!
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
When the weather app says rain, the McDonald's app says McDelivery. Order McDelivery in the McDonald's app. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's, delivery prices may be higher than at restaurants. Delivery and other fees may apply.
And fraud!
And we're back, and it's time for the saddest part of the show where I have to let Emil and AJ go. But before we do that, Scammer of the Week. This is where we highlight an honorary charlatan, group of criminals, you know, we don't know. And maybe we hate them. Maybe we love them. We'll see. So... A man from Escondido, California, has pleaded guilty to $1.1 million in art fraud scheme. So, Jason Harrington, 38, sold forgeries he claimed to be by the artist Richard Hambleton, a Canadian artist known for his work as a street artist, to at least 15 galleries and individuals. The scam included Harrington using fake letters that were supposedly from the original buyers of the art, claiming that they received the pieces from Hambleton himself in order to sell the prospective new buyers. Okay, let me see some of this art. So Harrington also photoshopped pictures to make it seem like the people who obtained the artwork personally knew or met Hambleton. So, is these black people? Mm-mm. Is that Michael Jackson?
Mm-mm.
I don't like that. So that he wrote fake letters and was like, my cousin Johnny met Hambleton and he got this art directly from him. Actually, the paint wasn't even dry yet. And he had got it from him. And look, this is a picture of them. And he done photoshopped somebody's hand on somebody else's body. I mean, there's a lot of effort here. And if it mm-hmm. looked real, I mean, art has a lot of
What is art? What is art?
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's a lot of money laundering in art. There's a lot of mm-hmm. scamming in art. So, you know, I don't know if I'm really that mad at it. So in combination with the elaborate cover stories. Oh, wait, what were we going to say, AJ?
There's a lot of art stolen from a lot of countries by other rich countries who colonize, then keep that art and claim it as their own for generations. And it
it's called a museum.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. called a museum. That's why, you know, everybody was, which annoyed me, because everyone was trying to get in Beyonce's ass about wearing that yellow diamond, mm-hmm. the Tiffany diamond. When I was like, okay, but y'all wasn't in Lady Gaga's ass when she wore it. And I just feel like who could stop colonization better than the descendants of the colonizers. I don't know. Like, I feel like y'all putting a lot on Beyonce. Like, yeah, it's like there's history there. But I'm like, I don't know. She's the closest to Africa the diamond's been in a while. Like,
listen, I said the same thing. And she made donations too. Like, leave that girl alone.
Right. Leave her alone. It's not black people's responsibility to stop, like, colonialism. Like, right. Like, yes, we are fighting. Yes, we are all a part of it. And we all do need to be conscious. And maybe it was a poor decision. Maybe the optics aren't great. But y'all wasn't running it up on Lady Gaga like that. She got a whole song called Telephone. And ain't none of y'all call her. So
I'm done. I am done. With Beyonce. With Beyonce. You better let them know. Full circle moment there.
Okay. So, like, come on now. So to wrap this up, in combination with an elaborate cover story and targeting gullible buyers, Harrington was also able to sell over 1 million of his own fake paintings. Bruh, I'm sorry. Mm-mm. If it's a painting, it's a painting. How is it fake if I could touch it?
Yeah.
And it's real.
Right. Listen, Scott Disick did this a couple seasons ago on Keeping Up the Kardashians. He was getting Kris Jenner back for a prank for being an art snob. And he and Khloe made this painting that was just like trash.
Oh, I remember
and
that episode.
He said it was from this. He had like a little inn with this high-end art dealer named Art Vandelay, which is actually a character from Seinfeld back in the day.
Seinfeld, yeah.
But she didn't know this. And he said it was from Art Vandelay, and she didn't know. And so she thought she was getting something very exclusive because she's bougie and has money to spend. And they did this whole, they played this prank out for like a whole episode and then finally revealed there's no Art Vandelay. But while she believed it was Art Vandelay, she thought it was really fancy and worth something. And then when she found out her daughter and Scott Disick did it, then she realized there was no value. So where's the value? I mean, it's all made up,
right? It's all made up. That's why you got to love yourself. You put the value in yourself.
It's the art of the beholder.
Don't let nobody tell you your worth.
That's right. That's right.
I know. I know.
I just don't think there's any such thing as a fake painting.
No. Why? No, of course there's not. If you can see it and touch it, it's real.
Yeah.
Right. It was real to me. So, guys, that brings us to the end of a very fun episode. It's a wild one. There's going to be a couple double guest episodes coming up. We're getting the energy popping. But as always on this podcast, we ask, where do you want to be found, gentlemen? And anything you'd like to plug?
Oh, yes. You can find me at Emil Ennis Jr. And you can find me on the podcast, Confess Your Mess, with AJ Gibson over here. And y'all can see me on The Real and support me on Amazon Live.
Yeah.
Just support your boy in these streets.
Come on. Yes.
Find me _ AJ Gibson because some woman in North Dakota still has AJ Gibson. Her name is Angela. She won't sell it to me. So _ AJ Gibson on social media. Also, confess your mess with this guy,
why
my
are you
fiance.
Calling out Angela?
Listen, I've been trying to buy her Instagram handle for years and she only posts pictures of her daughter and her ballet tutus and won't sell it to me. I don't know why. Confess Your Mess podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. Also, I'm the host of a radio show, a national radio show called The Morning Beat on Channel Q Radio, the first LGBTQ+ talk radio station in the country. Wendy Williams, always, and then my book, Flipping the Script, on Amazon. That's a lot of plugs, damn.
Yeah.
And I love it.
I'm proud of us.
All the things. Go to all the places.
Just go listen to our pod.
Yes, it's so good. If you want more mess like this,
start with Lacey's episode.
It's iconic. Kicked it off.
I be telling all my business on other people's podcasts. Y'all.
So good.
All right, guys. As always, if you want to follow the podcast and see the photos that we referenced today on the Instagram, that's Scam Goddess Pod on all platforms, Twitter, Instagram. If you want to follow me, it's DivaLaci, Diva Lacey on all platforms except for TikTok, where I cannot get my name to. There is a child with it. Do not harass that child. I'm Lacey Mosley on TikTok. If you just want to look at mess, because that's really all I put on TikTok. And guys, if you want to snitch on your friends and family, just make sure the scam is retired. scamguyspod@gmail.com. Congregation, that merch is still up and popping. Get into it. I'm about to switch it up. I'm about to take some things down. So, you know, get what you want now. Congregation, stay scheming. Scam Goddess!
This has been an Earwolf production in association with Team Coco. Scam Goddess stars and is hosted by me, Lacey Mosley, a.k.a. Scam Goddess. It's produced by Judith Cargbo, engineered by Marina Pais, and researched by Kaylin Brandt. Stay scheming!
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Come on, jump!
I don't know if I'll make it!
Hurry! The floor is lava!
Oops! Hey, life happens. Which is why your favorite styles from Ashley are available in life-resistant, high-performance fabric with removable, machine-washable fabric slipcovers that make it easy to clean spills, dirt, and imaginary lava. For more mess and less stress, shop Ashley's high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.